in on time. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Isn't he on time gone? My God, when you thought it wasn't going to happen, and God came right just in time. When you worried about it, and you thought about what God said to pass all the cares upon him, and then right in the nick of time, here come God. Boy, I tell you, he's an on-time God. I done experienced it over and over and over again. I know I'm not the only one. My God, God opened up a door when you thought it was closed. When people said no, God made them say yes. My God, he's an on-time God. Glory to God. Amen. My God. I remember just thinking about that, Hezekiah. Can I talk about Hezekiah just a little bit? Hezekiah, it was time for him to go, right? But God, he said, the Bible says that Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. And he asked God for a little bit more time. And just when he asked God for a little bit more time, here come God, because he's an on-time God. He gave this man 15 additional years, didn't he? When he was supposed to leave right then, but God came right in the nick of time. And said, man, I'm going to give you some more time. I'm going to add some more time to you. Because he's an on-time God. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. He's an on-time God. He's an on-time God. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
If you get your Bible, we'll turn. It's on the screen, but using Luke chapter 6. Verses 12 and 13 as a text. And what I want to talk to you this morning, it consists of prayer, but let the Spirit lead you in your choices. That's important, because a lot of times what we do is we make choices without consulting God. Oh, there it is right there. That's good in itself. We make choices without consulting God. And then when it doesn't go right because we didn't consult God, and then we'll go to God after the fact. When you should have went to God first. When you go to God in prayer, that's a communication line. And I heard the old saying that Jesus is on the main line and you can tell him what you want. But if you don't never go and get on the main line and tell him what you want, then you're not going to never get what you want. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
He's always on the line. And when you call, his line not going to be busy. When you call, he's not going to put you on hold and forget that you were on the line. But when you call him, he's going to answer the call. Glory to God. But let the Spirit lead you in your choices. We got a lot of choices to make, people of God, concerning every aspect of our lives. And we have to learn how to consult with God. To let him know. I read in the Bible that Jesus himself is an intercessor. An intercessor, what they do is they go in prayer on your behalf. They go in prayer on your behalf. I also read that he was a mediator. Oh, my God. Here it is. You got Jesus Christ himself, sister, brother, that he's not only an intercessor and he's praying on your behalf, but how can he pray on your behalf if you don't never consult him before you make the choice? Are y'all with me so far? He's also a mediator. A mediator is someone that goes and it's not a negotiation, because Jesus Christ is connected to God. And what he did was, when he left, Sister Marsha, he did not leave us comfortless. He left us something that we can have a direct communication. And this, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. And this communication, it's nothing that can interfere with this communication. sometimes you can tune in on the radio, and when you hit certain areas, that can be tuned out, and you can't even pick up the station. Y'all still not saying nothing to me. And you still messing with the channel, and it's not coming in clear. But the comfort. See, but the comforter, it never gets blocked out. And you can always, as you see a long time, God, we just got to play the song. And when you tune in, it's never going to be tuned out. But you have to be doing the right thing.
Oh, my God, that's the key. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
So he's a mediator, right? And it's not a negotiating, because it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that are one.
Yes.
And it's always a connection there.
Yes, sir.
And greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Yes. See, because we got, can we, not Master P, but we got the hookup.
Okay. We got the hookup.
We got the hookup for real. And when you got the hookup, you can go and tell him what you want, because he's always on the main line, and there's nothing that can interfere with the connection. So, let the Spirit lead you in your choices. And the reason why this text right here fits in line with this is because Jesus himself, he was the perfect example of how to follow prayer protocol. See, God is a God of order.
Yeah, yes, he is.
And Jesus, everything that he demonstrated, he wasn't doing out of his own choices. But he was doing because he knew that his Father is a Father of order.
Yes.
And so before he made a choice, there it is right there.
Yes.
Before he made a choice, he consulted with the Father. See, I know I'm already preaching, right? So, and are you with me?
Amen.
Luke 6, 12 and 13 says, and it came to pass in those days that he went out in a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer.
To
who?
To the
Father. Let's just go together. Yes. He said that he, in all night. See, because he was getting ready to make a decision.
Yes.
He was getting ready to make some choices. And the Bible says that he went into a mountain. In other words, he went way up. He went up higher. And what God wants us to do is go up higher. See, it's real clear up top. There's nothing to interfere up top. And he continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles.
Wow.
See,
wow.
He did not choose the 12.
That's it, Pastor.
Until he consulted with God. This good stuff to me. See,
yeah.
he went to prayer. So let the Spirit, lead you in your choices.
Man.
Jesus himself went into the mountain.
Yep. Yes.
And the Bible says that he prayed, he continued all night in prayer. Because the choice that he was about to make was very important.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And sometimes we think that some of the things that pertain to our life is really not all that significant. So we leave God out of it and we make the decision on our own. But every choice, somebody say every choice. Every choice that's connected to you, that's concerning you, is significant and important to God. But God wants us to be in order. See, God is a God of order. And if you read the ministry about Jesus Christ, everything he did was decent and in order.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes. It was.
Before he made the choice,
Before he made the choice,
he got on the thing like, oh my God. Before he made the choice, he got on the main line. See, we just be singing songs.
All right.
Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Man, if we quit playing,
yes,
and just singing these songs to make us feel good,
yes,
and really listen to the lyrics,
get the meaning out of the
song,
yes,
and let it really minister to us.
Yeah, yeah.
You use scripture to understand what it's really telling us.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus is always on the main line. Let the Spirit lead you in your choices. If I don't say nothing else, just what we done talked about so far should be in your spirit right now. And then we use scripture, the text, to explain that. That Jesus Christ himself. If you want to follow after somebody, follow after your big brother. So even in leadership, I start thinking about, say, God, I want to be connected. I know that I'm connected to you because of what you got on the inside of me. I know that I'm connected to you because of the revelation that you give me in your word.
Yes.
I know that I'm connected to you because I'm not the same person that I used to be.
Amen.
I know that I'm connected to you because I got a longing, God, to pursue after you.
Yes.
I know that I got a connection to you, God,
yes,
because I'm always in your word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll preach, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
So the principle is that the people closest to you will largely define or determine the level of your leadership. Your partnerships will either take you up,
wow,
or they'll take you down.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
We got prayer partners that we should not be connected to.
Wow.
And we're connected to them because, let's say, form this group. But you never, y'all ain't gonna say nothing.
Right.
I'm trying to help somebody here because it helped me.
Right.
You connected with folk,
uh-huh,
that you never consulted God with.
God.
You never got on the main line and said that, did I need to be a part of this group? Because some of the people that's in the group is really not connected.
That's right.
That's right.
Check out. Talk about it.
So he said, I chose the 12 after I consulted with God. So Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. And when morning came, he called the disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles. In addition to praying before choosing, we know that Jesus also prayed for his disciples during his time with them. We can especially see with Peter, who was the acknowledged leader of the 12. Let's turn to the scripture.
Yes, sir.
Luke chapter 22, verse. Let me make sure. Is it 31? Let's make sure. Okay, okay. That's it right there. Read.
Luke 22 and 31 says, and the Lord said, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee.
But I have
been
what?
But I have prayed for thee.
The connection that I was talking about earlier, the partnership of prayer, and allowing the Spirit to lead you in your choices.
Amen.
That not only did he meticulously pray,
yes,
so he could choose the right choice,
yes,
right?
Yes.
One thing about it, and I thought about this, I said, okay, God, Jesus, if you meticulously pray, and one of them was a betrayer.
Yeah.
Why was he?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
It's a reason.
It's always a reason.
Oh, my God.
See, when you think about someone that understands second chances.
Yeah.
Jesus is also one that understands that there has to always be something contrary.
Yes, sir.
If it was no hot and cold, how would we know what hot was? How would we know what cold was?
Yes, sir.
So if everybody that was a part of the 12 was all committed, how would we ever know what it means for someone to betray us?
All right.
Are you with me now? Are you with me now? There's always going to be something that's contrary.
Yes, sir.
That's why we can identify with what's tall and what's short.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. It got to be something. Can you imagine that we lived in a world where everybody was the same color? It always got to be something that's contrary. So even in this thing that's contrary, that the others can identify with what betrayal looks like.
Yes, sir.
And we always have to understand, because if you understand this, that we think that, see, God created the devil.
Yes, he did.
See, that's contrary. So he created, see, here it is right here. He created evil and good.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
He's the creator of all things.
Yes, sir.
So that means that he created evil as well.
Yeah.
And how can such a loving God create something so evil?
Yeah.
How can a loving God allow something so evil to happen in the world?
Yes,
it has to be something.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
If everybody went around and didn't have a choice between good and evil, between good and evil, we wouldn't even need a God.
That's right.
See, because we have a choice to make a choice, that the choice that we make, that before we make it, we're going to consult with the Father.
My God.
Ephesians chapter 1. Can I just share a scripture? Because I think I did some preaching to go along with it. But let's back up what we're talking about in scripture. Oh my God. Ephesians chapter 1. Let me get to it. Chapter 1, verse 15 and 16.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 1.
Oh, one.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Verses 15 and 16. Are you there?
Yeah.
Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Let the Spirit lead you in your choices, people of God. So sometimes we connect with folk that we never consulted God with in the first place. And sometimes we think that they're all spiritual and all that, because we can come in the form of godliness, but we can deny the power thereof. Everybody that's praying is not being heard. I never, if I'm faithful, I never ask the multitudes to pray for me. Because I understand that those prayers that I'm soliciting from other folk, their prayers are not going to get through. If somebody would look up, I believe it's John chapter 9, verse 31. We like that scripture over here, don't we? Because it tells us the truth about, and that here goes the connection, that we're connecting with folk in these prayer groups and all this kind of stuff, and folk that we consult with, and folk that we call on the telephone to get advice from, and all that kind of stuff, but you never consulted with God, that the choices that you made to have in your... See, Jesus Christ, he had an inner circle. And even out of the 12, all of the 12 wasn't even in his inner circle.
That's right.
What did it say in 9 and 31?
It says, now we know.
See, now we know.
That God heareth not sinners.
Well, hold up. You all on paper, pray. Y'all pray for me. Don't ask no questions about it. I want to ask you to pray for me in the first place, because I know that everybody that's going down to pray is really not getting through to God. We know he's always on the main line, but it's the same things you got to get right, baby, in order for you to get right. Okay, keep going. But any man be a worshiper of God.
And doing his will.
Now there it is. That's key right will. There. And do his will. Yes. See, you can't not do God's will and expect to go get the benefits that he has for you. Yes. You got to do his will in order to get on the main line. See, the main line is not for everybody.
Amen.
Oh, let me take that back. The main line is for everybody, but it's some prerequisites. There's some certain things that you have to do to get access to the main line.
Ah, my gosh.
Can I put it like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Because he died for all of us.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have access to him if you do his will. So if you do his will, then what?
Him, he hear it.
He hear the ones that do his will.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody don't play about not doing his will.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Y'all better
know
this. Quit asking, folks. Consult God before you make a choice or a decision of which way he wants you to go.
That's it.
Jesus Christ in the text that said that he went into the mountain and that he continued in prayer all night long. And then after he continued in prayer all night long, he said that he prayed to who? He didn't pray to Shanae. You know what I'm saying? Say Shanae. What do you think God ought to do? He didn't go ask them. He didn't go ask to go ask Sister Shannon. He didn't go ask Brother Bob. He didn't go get the answer from somebody else. But he went into God. And after he went and prayed to God, he got his answer. And then he went down and he made a choice.
Yes, yes.
You see what I'm saying? Are you with me now?
That's good, yeah.
Philippians 1 and 3. Can we look at scripture?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We like scripture. Amen. We break the Bible down. We're not the only one, but we use the Bible.
We want up.
Philippians, y'all make sure y'all write these scriptures down. Philippians, and we right there in the middle. I knew we were going to get through early, man. My wife, she said she's going to cook some chicken and rice. And she already pulled it out, but I'm going to have to consult the father concerning it, because she said she ain't ever cooked it, and now she got a recipe. But I'm going to consult the father. Amen. Are you there? I thank my God upon every remembrance. Hold up, am I in the right one? I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers, for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Because I got to go on down. Let's start over. Let's read all the way down to 5. Okay, read through 5. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
Amen.
That sounds like somebody that I need in my inner circle, but I can't determine that until I consult with God that I'm making the right choice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got to be careful with our partnerships, people of God. It's nothing wrong with us having a small circle. I like our small circle. I love our small circle. I really believe this is a good circle right here. We all can improve on a lot of things. Right? But I like this small circle that we have. Because when we get the small circle right, then we can go out and we can consult with God. Oh my God, me and my wife were talking about it. I said it's time to go outside the wall. I said we're going to come together and we're going to make a strategic plan because we need to minister in the community. I said we've been sitting out, everybody used corona. Yeah, we're going to be safe. But we're going to go outside the walls. But we got to get the inner circle right.
Yes.
before we can minister on the outside.
Yes,
because we don't want to invite nobody in and in the inner circle and they're not ready and we're not right.
Yes, sir.
But we're going to consult God with every plan that we try to execute.
Yes,
we're not just going to make up our own plan.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk to God first.
Yes, sir.
And let the Spirit lead us in our choices.
Yes, sir. Yes,
does that make sense?
Yes,
Colossians chapter 1. Verses 3 and 4. Colossians chapter 1. Verses 3 and 4. Let me make sure I got my writing. Okay. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. Then we're going to turn over to 1 Thessalonians. And we'll use 2 Thessalonians at first. At 2. We'll use both of them. But let's use 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. And then I'll give you the other one in a minute. Verses 2 and 3. Let me get back to it. Chapter 1. And we'll read verse 2 and 3. Are you there?
Amen.
We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. You can't get to that point of partnership unless there's prayer involved in order for you to make the right choice. And that's why prayer is so important. And people, see, I can see why the things are the way they are in our world, in our society. Because we make choices and we're all guilty of. I know we are. I don't even have to do no survey in the house this morning.
Yes, sir.
Because we make choices and we never consult God. We just think that this is the right choice to make. But if you're going to be connected, if you're going to be in the army of the Lord, you need to consult with the general. When you're in an army, they got orders that comes down that you have to follow after.
Right.
And when they make a move, they make a move because they got the orders. And what Jesus Christ is saying, I want to give you the orders how to operate in this ministry, not just our ministry, but the ministry of reconciliation. He said, I want you to be able to be have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you, because we have to let the Spirit lead us in our choices. Does that make sense? Second Thessalonians. Let me go back. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith grow exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other are abounded. See, they're connected because something that was important because of their charity of everyone you all toward each other.
Yeah.
In other words, there was a genuine love that they had for one another.
Yeah.
That's what made them so effective.
That's true.
Yeah. That in their partnerships, they was connected in unity.
That's good.
And that's why they was effective. So can you imagine someone on the outside coming on the inside, and they can genuinely see the love that we have for one another.
Yes,
not no pretend love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
not just no showing. See, people can come to church and don't have no relationship with any of the lay members that they labor with. The Bible says, this is what the Bible says. It says, know them that labor among you.
Yes.
You come in here and you won't even speak to folk. And been going to church with them for 4 or 5 years.
Ooh,
ain't that crazy?
That
it's not that you're trying to get in folk business, but we're trying to do spiritual stuff.
Amen.
It's good to go out and eat and all that, this, that, and other. But when you join together, make sure you eliminate stuff that's not like God. So we don't get together to try to sit or go meet up at Applebee's so we can talk about other churches and other people in the church, talk about people, kids, and talk. That, somebody said that's not it.
That's not it. That's not it, Pastor.
We can do better.
Help us, God.
Because we've all been guilty of it. And I ain't no sin. Okay. Don't worry about it. So even in Paul's journey, Paul, he consulted God and he was connected with people that meant him good. And then on the outside, it was something that was contrary, that it was some brothers that he found out that really wasn't for him. But he had one brother that he was real, real close to. And that was Epaphras. Oh my God. Epaphras was a friend, Epaphras. Epaphras. Go to Colossians. Let's read about it. Colossians is a good book, ain't it? Chapter 4, verse 12 through 14. Can I go up a little bit and read though? We're in chapter 4. Let's start at 7. And we'll just read down until we stop. Until I stop. All my states shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. And Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brethren, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. See, Paul, do y'all see what we're talking about this morning? Paul had people that was connected to him. He had the right people that was connected to him because he couldn't do everything by himself. He had to assign folk to go different places to deliver message and to do and to encourage and to minister to people in need. And so Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. And then he said, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluted you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom you receive commandments, if he come unto you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justus, who are of the circumcision, these only. That means that he's a Jew. Okay. It says, who are the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. But Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, for I bear him record. In other words, he said, man, I co-sign this brother right here. I vouch for this brother right here. He says that you may stand. He says that you may stand perfect and complete in all the way. For I bear him record that he had a great zeal for you and them that are in Laodicea and them
and Herapolis, he says, Luke, the beloved physician and Demas greet you. So he was just talking about Epaphras, this committed brother that was a part of the ministry, that he was a prayer warrior, yes, and that he was always on the prayer line in behalf of you. He wasn't just waiting on you to make a call for him, but he was being led by the Spirit in his choices,
yes, sir,
and that it was automatic that he called your name out.
Yes.
You didn't have to wait till you was in the hospital sick unto death before he started praying,
yes, sir,
but he was already, yes, praying and laboring in, yes, prayer on your behalf. Even in good times,
yes,
and even in bad times.
Yes.
We need some brothers like that on our team, don't we? So, one of the great reasons why you must pick your partners prayerfully is so that you would not become unequally yoked. Can I talk to the ladies? We got a lot of single women in the church.
Amen.
And they desire to be with somebody.
Go ahead, come on.
But let me give you some good advice. Go to the Lord in prayer.
Don't,
not that one quick thing. Don't let your flesh get in the way. Don't let your flesh get in the way. Go in the mountain. Continue. Jesus Christ, he was there all night. Somebody on the radar, he pursuing you. But you got to understand that you are the favored one, that you are the good thing, and that his favor and good thing is connected to you. It's not connected to the man, but you want the right man to be able to get your favor and to get your good thing. Oh, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me right there. And we're hooking up with the wrong person, and we're unequally yoked. They ain't got no relationship with God. They don't care nothing about God. They definitely ain't getting on the prayer line. They can't tell you what they want concerning the relationship. They're not supported in your spiritual being, in your spiritual health. You are there, the light ought to go on. Hold up. See, when you done went past that, and see your blessing got in the way then.
Yes,
but you ought to go back to the mountain. Stay up there. Stay up there. And before you make a choice, are you with me?
Amen.
So, since you will be walking, see, one of the great reasons why you must pick your partners prayerfully is so that you will not become unequally yoked. Since you will be walking, worshiping, working, and witnessing together, there must be compatibility.
Amen.
Not because he's cute. Not because he got hazel eyes. Not because he got a good paying job. Because the true riches. There it is, right there. Do I need to explain it more? You got me? So as Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together unless they be in agreement? Although a Christian leader can and should have friendships with non-Christians, he can only have partnerships with believers.
Amen.
I'm not saying that you can't be friends with non-believers. But your partners. Those should be believers, and they should be selected carefully through prayer. All of us got friends that's not saved. And we laugh at them, and they funny, they fun. But when it comes to partnership, does that make sense? Okay.
Thank you.
So, do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. And I read from you 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 16. You get it wrote down? Second Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 16. People of God, we have to be selective in those that we connect with. In ministry, yes, we're going to have non-believer friends, yes. But we're not going to yoke up with them. We got to be careful in our choices that we make. And the only way that we're going to be careful in the choices that we make, that we have to go into the mountain and pray unto God that we be led to the choice that needs to be made. See, God already got it set up for us. See, going back to what I said, but he wants you to go peace and order for you to get the answer that he wants you to have. Sometimes we force things to happen. And God is set back and say, that's not it right there. He's not the one, but we'll force it anyway. And we'll spend all our life, all our time with this person. And that devil was the right person for us. And all those valuable years that we kept making choices that we never did consult God with. But God said he'll restore what the caterpillar, the locust, and the canker worm has eaten away. God is a restorer, people of God. Y'all already know that Jesus Christ was a carpenter. He went in the inside and fixed it all up. And that's what he wants to do with us. But he wants us to do it in decent and order, that whatever choice you get ready to make, people of God, make sure you go to the mountain and pray to God continuously that you can get the answer that you need. Do not get unequally yoked with people. I know that the non-believers, I know they have a lot of fun. But Christians and believers have fun too. We don't have to be medicated to have fun. We don't have to take out the tobacco and put the other stuff up there and roll it up and smoke it in and so we can feel good. You got natural chemicals in your body, the endorphins in your body that have you napping like you smoked a whole pound of weed. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. You are lad to where it hurts so bad. You are lad to you almost dizzy. I done did it before. And I done been on both sides. I done had more fun. Did I have more when I was in the world? I'll be set up and telling a story. Like my grandma would say, boy, you quit telling that story. A story? What you mean? You gonna read me a book? No, you're not telling the truth. Yeah, I had fun. But therefore, people of God, pray in your partners, for your partnership. Don't just pick them quickly. Pray about it. God will give you partners who will enhance and enlarge you, help you, be there for you, pray for you. You ain't got to call them, they're already praying for you. It's an old saying, and some people use turkey, and some people use chicken. As the leadership guru John Maxwell says, you can't soar like an eagle if you run with turkeys. And some people say chickens. They can't fly. He can't get away because he know he getting ready to get on that plate come November. He can't even launch out. We gonna eat some chicken today. He couldn't fly away. Somebody got it. Is that right, babe? She got them sitting in the sink right now. Let us all stand. I hope the Lord was a blessing to you today. Glory to God. We thank God for you and especially you on this morning for what God has